Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Hi, Adrian. My name is Debbie, and I signed up for the trial to get, I think I just paid for free shipping. And I didn't realize that I was then, if I didn't send them back, is that what the deal was? Because there was never any paperwork that I was going to start receiving them on a regular basis. Is that how it works, or?
No, ma'am. Normally what it is a 14-day trial period. And once you, agree to the terms and conditions, it's three ways you can read the terms and conditions. When you agreed upon them, on the website at the bottom, on the left-hand side, it's a paragraph, and underneath the checkbox, it's terms and conditions. And it just letting you know that you have to call us to cancel within the 14-day trial period to let us know if you want to continue your cancel. Before getting automatically put on a recurring charge of the price, full price for the price.
Great.
Yes, ma'am.
And unfortunately, I never saw that. I just ordered them, and that was it. But here's my dilemma. I took them to my doctor. I had colon cancer. I never used any of them. I have all of them. They're all sealed. Nothing. I didn't use any of them because my oncologist told me that I cannot take these pills. So can I send them back to you, or?
What it is, due to safety regulations, we don't have a receiving warehouse. Now what I can do for you, I can pull up your account here and see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right, and what's your zip code?
19020.
Thank you. Can't you your first and last name?
Debbie Marion, Marion.
You said Debbie, you Marion. Let me get you to spell that. Okay.
Sure. Oh. Marion.
Okay, thank you. So I'm trying to look in the account. Sorry if I'm quiet.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so let's try one more thing. Do you have the card on file that you use? I just need the first six and last four.
Sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
Get that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling you, sorry for the quiet.
Are you okay?
Okay. You need the first six?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 4815 99
Okay. And what's the last four?
Oh, yeah, that would help. 7219
Thank you. Gotcha. Okay. That normally help pull it up. And can you verify your shipping address?
6350 Hardin, Hardin, Road. And that's Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, 19020.
All right. Thank you. Now I see here where you did have our keto cleanse, which are dietary products that reduces your appetite, increases your metabolism. Okay, so looking at your account here, and I know you already explained all to you about the trial period and stuff. Okay, so the only thing, since you're out of the trial, the only thing what we can do for you, now I know you stated that you can use the product, correct?
I can't use it, and I haven't used any of them. It was really stupid. I should have researched this more, knowing that I had colon cancer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I took the, luckily I never took any of them, and I took the one bottle when I went to my oncologist, and he was like, no, you can't take these. So,
okay.
Like I said, I've never taken them.
Gotcha.
I mean, I can send you pictures of the bottles, and you can see they're not open.
Oh, no, no, you're fine. You're fine. That's what I say. Yeah, you're fine. Because we let our customers keep the products anyway to due to safety regulations. So that's fine.
Okay.
For as that goes. No, because I don't want to, because it would make no sense to offer you discounts so you can't keep the, use the products. So the only thing that we can do at this point, Ms. Debbie, honestly, would just to be cancel out your account. With us, because I want to offer you, continue with the product. I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there any way you can give me some kind of credit for any of them, or?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. I wish I could, but once the customer agreed to the terms and conditions, don't call and cancel before, we're not able to.
And you can't make exceptions, like, because I can get a doctor's note even saying that.
So you're fine. Oh, no, you're fine. I can get with my supervisor and just double check on that, Ms. Debbie. But more than likely, probably not, but I can check.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little upset here. But I don't even know how much money. Like, this is really bad of me, and I will never order anything online again like this. But, well, I can't. But anyway, I don't, like, there was not even a slip in these, so I don't even know how much my card was charged for. Like, I have no idea. Idea.
For the keto, it was $92.90. Because what the reason why they don't put on the information on a product, or you know, like when you get the product, only because it's everything you need to know is in the terms and conditions. That's why I always tell my customers, anytime you order anything offline, if they have a box for you to check, have you agreed to the terms and conditions? I've learned from my mistake. I make sure I read the terms and conditions instead of click agree, because that's why I tell my customer I've done it before. I clicked on the terms and conditions, didn't even read it.
Yeah.
And it was like a trial period that I was signed up for, a 7-day trial period. You know how you do Showtime and stuff like that. I got hit with almost $90-some as well. So I understand you on that. There was nothing they could do about it because, I mean, which I couldn't say that. I couldn't even do nothing about it because I had to admit I didn't read the terms and conditions. I just clicked agree, went on by my business just to get, watch my show. So that's why I say oftentimes I think a lot of people do that. But that's why I tell my customers, it's nothing wrong with ordering stuff offline. It's just that if you have a checkbox to agree to terms and conditions, always read the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it $92 per bottle?
It is. $92.90. Yes, ma'am. Then $91.89. Yes, ma'am. Now, how did you find out about the charges? Did you speak with your, did your bank call you or you called them?
No, I didn't even know. No, because I just realized I started to get these all the time. Like, because the first time I only had the first bottle and I thought, you know, that was it. It was first bottle, done. If I didn't notify them, I wouldn't get more, you know?
Right.
But then recently I've gotten more bottles and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Something's not right here. You know?
Right, right. That's what you kind of figured was a recurrent. Okay.
So we're talking like almost $300 then?
Which
belongs to my account? Well, it's my husband's account. Wait till he sees this. Oh, boy.
Roughly, yes, ma'am. Roughly almost
$400. Are you kidding me? Oh, please, see, talk to your supervisor, see if they can even do half. Like, something needs to be done here. I'm sorry, Adrian, but this is just insane. Like, how could it be 400? I only have
I can explain it to you. Okay, so what it is, you signed up on a trial on March the 6th, and you had to give us a call by March the 21st, which is the end day of your 14 trial, because what it is, you're automatically put into a recurring charge, monthly charge basis. Okay, so we charged you for the keto cleanse, which was the $91.89, and then you have the other product, the keto itself, which is $92.90. So you got charged for those two bottles that you received back on March. You probably received it like March 9th or 10th. So you paid for those. And then in April, we still haven't received no call to cancel. Then that's when automatically we ship you and charge you. So that's why you probably received another thing of product. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Will you talk to you and just explain the circumstances to he or she that I do have colon cancer and I cannot, I don't know what I was thinking. I can't take these.
Yes, ma'am, you're fine. So bear with me one moment here so I can go ahead and get with my supervisor, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Adrian. I'm sorry to do that.
No, you're okay. It's going to be a brief quiet hold, but I'll be right back, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. I'm just waiting on supervisor to come on the line, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and question, is that you haven't disputed this with your bank or anything?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. So, I spoke with my supervisor, let her know of the circumstances, and the only thing about it, that's what she stated, is we do have to go by the policy.
So, there's nothing you can do? Not you, but there's nothing anything can be done. I'm out $500. Okay, so if I dispute this with my bank, like we don't pay you, right, then what happens?
Okay, so how the dispute process works is the bank give us a call, and basically everything that I just explained to you, Ms. Debbie, they ask us, you know, they verify it with us, and I'm not sure what the bank do on their part once they get the facts. I tell you what, because I know how that is, so let me see if I can try to speak with my supervisor again to push for at least 35% of your funds back, because I know how that is, you know, with those terms and conditions.
Yeah, I know the terms and conditions, and it was my stupidity, I understand.
No,
that,
yeah, you're not, yes, ma'am, yeah, you're not stupid at all, that's what I said. Yeah, you're not. I mean, mistakes happen all the time. That's what I said. I've done it before, too. But I've just ordered stuff and didn't even look at it. So you're totally fine on that. Yes, ma'am. So I can see, let me see if we do 35%. If I can get her approval for the 35%.
35% would be great. Anything. I mean, oh, my God, I'm sick about this.
No, you're fine. Okay, so I tell you what I do. I'll go ahead and do it as a one-time courtesy. and get you give you the 35% for the last. Now I can't do all. I can only do the latest two charges.
Okay. So how much will that be?
Okay, so we do 35%. $32.52.
That's $32.52.
Twice.
Okay. You can't. I'm sorry, but you can't move it up to 50%.
I can see. I can't make a guarantee. But let me just try to get back with. See if I can try to persuade my supervisor and approve it. Okay, because she had to approve it. No, you're okay. You're okay. But you're totally fine. Yes, ma'am. You're totally fine.
Okay.
Bear with me one moment. All right, thank you so much for holding. So good news, my supervisor stated one-time courtesy. She'll go ahead and approve the 50% for the last two charges. So you're looking at a refund of $46.45 and $45.95.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then there's go ahead.
Well, we just charge. I'm sorry. You'll just charge my. You'll credit my. I can't even speak. You'll credit my credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am. The card that we have on file, it'll go back to that card in 3 to 5 business days and again 7219.
Okay. And you're canceling my membership.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm canceling that. Yes, ma'am. I'll provide you with a cancellation once I'm done, okay?
Okay. Adrian, I appreciate your help because, like I said, I'm sure you get abused here with all different kinds of people, and I it's not your fault. And I didn't mean. I hope I didn't get nasty with you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
It was just my stupidity. Yeah, and believe me, it'll never happen again.
Yes, ma'am, you're totally fine. It's very understandable. That's why I said I've been on this road before too. But that's why I understand you on that. I said mistakes happen in life. Canceling account. I'm just canceling the account right now. Make sure I got everything canceled here. And I'm almost done. I appreciate your patience.
Absolutely. Did you ever see them do a total refund? A free refund, I guess. I guess they do in some cases, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I said, did you ever see them give 100% back?
Yes, I'm not so much of 100% back, no ma'am. Yeah, most of the time the highest that we go is 50%. Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure how they I'm not sure how the back office work, but yes, ma'am, that's the highest I've have been able to do was 50%. Yes, ma'am.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
I was gonna say because you're yes, ma'am, and ma'am, like she got
me. Yeah, my mom whooped my butt if I didn't, so it's just a habit.
yeah, it's nice. Little Alabama.
Yes, ma'am, it is. They be getting on me at work like, you don't have to say that. I can't help it. I honestly can't.
I know.
It just feels weird to say like yes, or it just feels so weird.
Right.
But I do have your account canceled out, Ms. Debbie, and I have a cancellation number for you.
Go ahead.
All right, so it's going to be CS and Charlie, F as in Frank, 74, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, 376, A as in Apple, C as in Cat.
Great.
And your account is completely canceled out with us. You won't have to worry about any more future shippings or billings.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help, Adrian. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for choosing customers for you. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.